Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta presents 1 lakh crore rupee budget for 2025-26. Allocates 5,100 crore rupees for Mahila Samriddhi Yojana, over 2,000 crore for Ayushman Yojana, and more than 3,800 crore for road infrastructure. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar to meet floor leaders this afternoon over alleged recovery of cash at Delhi High Court judges' residence. 3 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Dantewada district. In football, India to take on Bangladesh in a qualifier match of AFC Asian Cup 2027 in Shillong. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to lock horns with Punjab Kings at Ahmedabad this evening. And now the news in detail. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta today presented her government's budget for the financial year 2025-26 in the Assembly. This is the first budget of the newly formed BJP-led government. Ms. Gupta, who also holds a finance portfolio, said 1 lakh crore rupee budget outlay focuses on development and growth of every sector. Calling her budget historic, the Chief Minister said this is not just an account or ledger. This is a budget of transformation from bad economy to Viksit Delhi.
बड़े गर्व के साथ मैं आज इस सदन के समक्ष बताना चाहती हूं कि इस बार का दिल्ली सरकार का बजट ऐतिहासिक है. 1 लाख करोड़ रुपए का प्रस्तावित किया गया है, क्योंकि ना केवल दिल्ली के इतिहास में बल्कि देश में इतनी तरक्की करने वाला, जो कि 31.5% अधिक है पिछले साल की तुलना में, अभूतपूर्व और ऐतिहासिक बजट है.
The Chief Minister announced the capital expenditure of over 28,000 crore rupees has been allocated in the budget, which is almost double from the previous budget. Delhi government's flagship scheme, Mahila Samriddhi Yojana, also got an allocation of 5,100 crore rupees in the budget.
के इस विजन के साथ इसी के अनुरूप हमने घोषणा की थी कि दिल्ली की गरीब महिलाओं को प्रति माह 2,500 रुपए उपलब्ध कराए जाएंगे. और मुझे ये बताते हुए अत्यंत खुशी है कि ना केवल इस योजना को महिला समृद्धि योजना के तौर पे लागू करने का फैसला 2025-26 में इसके हेड में हमने 5,100 करोड़ रुपए का प्रस्तावित प्रावधान किया, और साथ ही मातृत्व वंदना परियोजना के अंतर्गत जिसमें 21,000 रुपए गर्भवती महिलाओं को और 6 पोषण किट दी जाएगी, उसमें 210 करोड़ रुपए का प्रावधान किया है.
The Delhi Chief Minister said 3,843 crore rupees are allocated for road and bridge infrastructure, 696 crore rupees for basic facilities in slums and JJ colonies. She said along with the 5 lakh from the centre, the Delhi government will give a top-up of 5 lakh to the people of Delhi under Ayushman Yojana, and 2,144 crore rupees are being allocated for this. We are joined by our correspondent Adarsh to tell us more about today's budget. Adarsh, what more do you have on the Delhi budget today?
Anuja, the Delhi government has placed special focus on infrastructure, development, water, healthcare, transport and education amongst many others. 696 crore rupees will be given for development in slum clusters. In health, over 2,000 crore rupees have been allocated for PM Jan Arogya Yojana, under which eligible citizens can get health coverage of up to 10 lakh rupees. Also, Nuja, plans have been introduced to combat water scarcity and theft, keeping in mind of such of an intense summer coming, along with renovation of sewer treatment plant.
Okay, thank you, Adarsh, for giving us the details. Moving on, Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has called a meeting with the floor leaders of the House this evening on the issue of recovery of cash from the residence of Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. Terming this a serious issue, the chairman said the issue concerns sovereignty, supremacy and relevance of the parliament. He lauded the Chief Justice for taking prompt action in this matter. During the zero hour, he expressed confidence that a fruitful discussion will be held to find a way out.
that for the first time in unprecedented manner, the Chief Justice of India took the initiative to put everything in public domain. But then a suggestion emanated from Leader of the Opposition and agreed by Leader of the House that the issue needs to be deliberated at my instance with the floor leaders. I have scheduled a meeting after seeking convenience at 4:30 p.m. today with the floor leaders as suggested by Leader of the Opposition and agreed to by Leader of the House, and timing has also been indicated to the concerned.
Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha Mallikarjun Kharge has welcomed the decision of the chairman. Yesterday, Mr. Dhankar had a meeting with the Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, and Mr. Kharge over the issue. Meanwhile, Congress MP Manish Tiwari has demanded a statement by the Union Law Minister in the Lok Sabha on the issue of cash recovery from the residence of Delhi High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. Talking to media outside the Parliament, Mr. Tiwari said the entire judicial and legal fraternity and citizens across the country are extremely concerned about the incident.
So under those circumstances, if the government wants to abdicate its responsibility, it's another matter. Otherwise, the law minister must come before the House. Parliament is in session and he must give a statement as to what is the chronological sequence of events as they unfolded, because the entire legal fraternity across the country, all conscientious and concerned citizens, are extremely exercised.
In the Parliament today, the Lok Sabha witnessed protests and adjournments over the alleged non-release of funds related to the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, MGNREGA. We go over to our correspondent, Divakar, for more update from the Parliament. Divakar, how are the proceedings going on in both the houses today?
Anuja, the Lok Sabha has resumed the discussion on Finance Bill 2025, which is related to the financial proposal of the central government for the year 25-26. And Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to reply to the discussion this afternoon. Anuja, the House has already passed the demands for grants related to different ministries as well as appropriation bills last week. And once the finance bill will be cleared, the House will complete the budgetary exercise. Apart from finance bill, the Boilers Bill 2024, which is related to regulation of boilers, is also listed in the business of the Lok Sabha today. In the Rajya Sabha, the House has taken up discussion on Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024. Besides, the Banking Laws Amendment Bill 2024 is listed in the business of the House, which seeks to increase the option for nominees per bank account to 4 from the existing one. Anuja, earlier the Lok Sabha witnessed one adjournment till 12 noon amid protests by opposition members on the issue of release of funds of MGNREGA for the states like Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. However, from government side, Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan highlighted that the government doesn't discriminate among states and center is committed to pay the pending dues of MGNREGA workers. Several important questions related to rural development, animal husbandry, home, commerce and other ministries were tabled in the Lok Sabha. In reply to a question on Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Gramin, the government has informed that over 3.5 crore houses have been sanctioned to the beneficiaries of various states and union territories so far. Another question was related to cyber fraud and digital arrest, in which government informed.
Right, Divakar, thank you so much for all the updates from the Parliament. The tenure of the Joint Committee of Parliament on One Nation, One Election has been extended up to the first day of last week of the monsoon session of Parliament. A motion in this regard was moved by the chairman of the committee, P.P. Chaudhary, in the Lok Sabha today, which has been approved by the House. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Three Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Dantewada district today. According to reports, a joint team of security forces launched an anti-Naxal operation in the forested area along the border of Bijapur and Dantewada districts. Dantewada SP Gaurav Rai told the media that after information about presence of Maoists, the operation was planned.
दंतेवाड़ा और बीजापुर के सीमावर्ती इलाके भुजमाड़ का इलाका है, वहां पर 10 से 12 माओवादियों की उपस्थिति की आसूचना, सटीक आसूचना पर एक ऑपरेशन प्लान तैयार किया गया। इस ऑपरेशन में डीआरजी दंतेवाड़ा ऑपरेशन में गई। ये लोग आज जो 25 मार्च को सुबह मुठभेड़ हुआ है, रुक रुक कर थोड़ी देर तक मुठभेड़ चला। मुठभेड़ के पश्चात सर्चिंग अभियान जारी हुआ। सर्चिंग अभियान में कुल 3 माओवादी का शव बरामद हुआ है, साथ ही में ऑटोमेटिक वेपन भी बरामद हुए हैं और भी सामग्री बरामद हुई है।
In Jammu and Kashmir, a massive search operation to track down a group of infiltrating terrorists continued for the third day in a forested area in Hiranagar sector of Kathua district today. The operation led by DGP Nalin Prabhat was launched on Sunday evening in the Sarial village of Hiranagar sector following an encounter between security forces and terrorists hiding in a nursery. Union Home Minister Amit Shah Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that separatism in Jammu and Kashmir is now history, citing two Hurriyat-linked organizations severing ties with separatist activities, calling it a major step towards national unity. He credited Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership for bringing about this change. Stand-up comedian Kunal Kamra has refused to apologize amid the ongoing controversy over his jokes on Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde. In his first statement on the matter, Kamra also condemned the vandalism at the venue in Mumbai where his show was recorded. The Mumbai police has registered an FIR against him on the complaint of Shiv Sena MLA Murji Patel. On the other hand, Khar police in Western Mumbai detained the Shiv Sena leaders Rahul Kanal and Srikant Sarmalkar, along with others, for vandalizing the venue where the comedy show was held. A delegation of officials from the United States will visit India today for trade talks with Indian officials. The visit comes against the backdrop of U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to impose reciprocal tariffs on various countries, including India. This visit by the U.S. trade officials is significant as these tariffs are expected from 2nd of April, raising concerns among the Indian exporters. India has condemned Pakistan for its repeated references to the region during a United Nations debate on peacekeeping reforms. Speaking at the UN Security Council, India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Parvata Naini Harish, said India is compelled to note that the delegate of Pakistan has yet again resorted to unwarranted remarks on the Indian Union territory of Jammu and Kashmir.
India is compelled to note that the delegate of Pakistan has yet again resorted to unwarranted remarks on the Indian Union territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Such repeated references neither validate their illegal claims nor justify their state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. Jammu and Kashmir was, is, and will always be an integral part of India. Pakistan continues to illegally occupy the territory of Jammu and Kashmir, which it must vacate. We would advise Pakistan not to try to divert the attention of this forum to drive their parochial and divisive agenda. India will refrain from exercising a more elaborate right of reply.
India's permanent representative also condemned Pakistan for attempting to divert attention from core discussions on peacekeeping. India and Singapore today signed a letter of intent for green and digital shipping corridor in Singapore with a focus on digitalization and decarbonization. Maritime and Port Authority of Singapore and Ministry of Ports and Shipping in a joint release said the corridor will enhance collaboration from both countries and help accelerate the development and uptake of zero or near zero greenhouse gas emission technologies and the adoption of digital solutions. On to sports. In football, the Indian national team will take on Bangladesh in the crucial third round match of the AFC Asian Cup 2027 qualifiers in Shillong this evening at 7 p.m. India is placed in Group C of the final round of the qualifiers alongside Hong Kong, Singapore and Bangladesh. In IPL cricket today, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Punjab Kings at Ahmedabad from 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta presents 1 lakh crore rupee budget for 2025-26, allocates 5,100 crore rupees for Mahila Samriddhi Yojana, over 2,000 crore for Ayushman Yojana and more than 3,800 crore for road infrastructure. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar to meet floor leaders this afternoon over alleged recovery of cash at Delhi High Court judge's residence. 3 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Dantewada district. In football, India to take on Bangladesh in a qualifier match of AFC Asian Cup 2027 in Shillong. And with that, we end the midday news.